Withholding tables have not changed since 2009. State Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says recent income tax reductions signed into law prompted the change. Because of a smaller tax obligation, fewer taxes needed to be taken out of workers' paychecks.
They're benefiting in two ways: lower taxes overall and more of the money saved up front.
Changes in withholding tables are infrequent, says Andrew Rushofsky. The professor emeritus of economics at UW-Madison says that's because tax systems don't change all that often. While some people may like having more money in their pockets, others prefer a larger tax refund.
Refunds are a form of forced saving. You're effectively lending the government some money each week during the year and then getting it back in one lump sum. And a lot of us that find it difficult to put money away, particularly people with lower incomes, that's the real challenge.
The Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance says the state has withheld more than it needs for at least a decade. Alliance President Todd Berry says government strapped for cash saw it as an interest-free loan.
Frankly, it's a matter of being transparent and honest with the taxpayers. In other words, take what you need from their paycheck based on tax law, but don't take a lot of extra.
The state says on average, a family of four with two wage earners of median income will see an extra $58 a month in their paycheck. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.